Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
All new, all new, turn to turn. Power 109 radio.
Be your beat, baby. Because that's what you gon' call it. Talk with Turk, bish.
Say that ass cap, you don't need no applause. High fashion.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here you go, crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turk Bish
_ I'm in the motherfucking building again. Press play on this motherfucker. Press play on this episode. Y'all gonna wanna press play. Cause that's the title of this motherfucking episode. Because I got some things to say. We're gonna talk about some hot topics. Y'all already know I'm gonna get into the good stuff. Y'all already know. So thank y'all for continuing to be loyal subscribers and loyal listeners while I've been on break. But anyway, we're not on break no more. I had to go ahead and be back in the lab, be back in the studio, and lay down a lot of shit for y'all, okay? So I know that it's been a while. And just to give y'all a little update of what I got going on, so what I'm doing is getting my life in order, okay? There's some things that I am trying to accomplish and some things that I'm trying to focus on. And it's not me taking away from the podcast in any type of way. It's just me trying to figure out my adult life in my 30s, how I want my career to go, the trajectory of my own life, and that's just solely what I'm focusing on. And yes, I've been happy. I've been very happy lately. I've been losing weight. I've been feeling better. Shout out to Manjaro. So anybody else that's out there taking any of the weight loss products, well, mine is for type 2 diabetes. So, you know, my A1C kind of got like a little out of whack, and I had to go ahead and get on some meds, and those meds went ahead and made me lose weight. I feel so much better about myself. I feel so much confident, much more confident about myself and my daily life activities. I still have a little bit ways to go, and I'm just grateful for the journey while I'm here, because, you know, another day is not promised to be here, for sure. And I'm just glad that God is continuing to allow me to be in the number every day. And I'm very grateful for Him. So once again, you guys, thank you for waiting for me. Y'all continue to stream the hell out of the episodes. I was still on the charts. Been on the charts so long, I told me aboard the dusty. It ain't a hate train if you conduct it. Can't be me, I'm already it. I've been saucy, they I want a skinny dip. I am your label's obsession, use another guinea pig. Yeah, so shout out to everybody that's out here, that's inspired, that is motivated to do podcasts, and that is continuing to just showcase that they have talent, because I'm here for everybody. I want to make sure that I bust those doors down and that I'm able to be a leader and be able to help people with growing their podcast, growing their listenership, and getting on the charts, you know? I want to see y'all on the charts with me. Like, I want to say, oh, that's somebody else from North Carolina. We both on the charts. We not hating on each other. We doing our big ones with our podcast. Like, they could totally be different. They don't have to be the same. We don't have to hate each other. And I just wish it was more of that type of support in Greensboro, especially with the podcast community in Greensboro. So, shout out to everybody that's genuinely wanting to be podcasters, that's really wanting to study the craft, because it's a craft. It's not something that you wake up and say, hey, I want to do. You have to learn a lot of stuff. And honestly, I don't have, like, the energy to teach a lot of people to do it unless they really are, like, interested and really are focusing on doing it. And you also, outside of me, have to want to do it yourself. You have to want to research things that you need to do, how to conduct your podcast, things that you can say, things you can't say, things that you can upload, the different ways you can upload to all of these different streaming services. Like, it's just a method to the madness, and you have to keep up with everything, like everything, especially for someone like me who's doing everything on themselves. Like, I'm editing, and I do everything through GarageBand, iMovie. I use Canva for my graphics and things of that nature. And like I said, I'm going to get the YouTube up and running, but it has to be perfect for me, y'all. Like, I can't just do it like a lot of people are doing. I want mine to actually be of quality. Like, in the beginning of my podcast, y'all hear that. I have the sound clip of Nikki saying, I do it for quality. You know, I don't do it half-ass. I want to make sure that I am producing quality. And I had to, you know, sound off on those real quick, because there's a lot of people that's just doing stuff and it's coming out half-ass. You know? And I hate that for people. But nevertheless, we are here. A new day, a new year. Talk with Turk is back, and I ain't going nowhere, bitch. Okay? I'm still gonna be on the charts every episode I drop. I'm still gonna chart. I'm still gonna have the streams. There's nothing y'all can change about what I got going on. And I hear the back talk. I hear the talking. I hear the things that y'all say behind the scenes. Oh, I'm going to start a podcast so that I can be better than Turk, so that I can do mine better than his. And like, why is that y'all focus? Your focus should be, let me do a podcast because I want to do it, because I think I can be good at it, not what another bitch is doing. Okay? International chart-topping podcast here. I can upload an episode of me taking a shit, and it's still gonna chart, bitch. So worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. Not me. I really don't have much else to say in the intro of this episode, but I thank God for all the opportunities he's throwing at me. There's still some things that I want to work on personally for my own life, and things that I want to see happen for my own self. And I have to keep walking with God, walking by faith, not by sight. And that's the most important piece I want y'all to take away from the beginning of this episode, because we're going to get into the hot topics next, and I can't wait
for y'all to get into the tea, okay?
Because
the hot topics are going to be good today.
I ain't playing with y'all. I'm for real.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Bitch, let's talk about it. Y'all like the effects I got now? Y'all hear it? We can change it up. Let me just show y'all what we can do now. So I'm in studio mode right now talking. Now I'm in KTV. Now I'm in church mode. Now I'm in hall mode. Now I'm in valley mode. Now I'm in room mode. Now we back to the studio mode, okay? So y'all see I got some equipment going here. Y'all already know we gonna get into some things. I still have a lot of things I wanna work on, like I said. I'm just talking y'all head off right now because I know y'all miss me and a lot of y'all have been sending me emails. My loyal listeners, I love y'all. Shout out to all of y'all in the different countries. We don't have time to go through all of those countries right now, but we all know it's international. I've posted the proof. I've posted the listenership and all that. I've posted the chart history. There's no denying that I have a brand. I have a podcast that people listen to. I'm charting with the best of podcasts. Hollywood Unlocked, Fox Soul, hell, Murder Mystery Podcast that are like number one, True Crime Daily, a lot of podcasts, Fox News, and more. And more. Shout out to Funky Doneva. He is my favorite. I love you, Funky Doneva. You really instilled what it is, what being a content creator is in me a lot. And I really have to thank you for that because you do your shit, you know your shit, you research, and you get up here on the streaming services and you post your thoughts and opinions, and the world loves it. And just to see that type of response from people in the world when it comes to doing what you love, your podcast, your content creation, it gives me even more motivation to do the same. So, once again, shout out to everybody. Thank y'all for listening. And we're going to get into some hot topics, okay? So, press play, press play, press play, press play. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on? I think it is. And my sound quality is so much better, y'all. Oh my god. I finally found out how to get my Pro Tools and all that stuff together and like make it perfect. But now I know on the last piece of segment I did say that we were going to talk about hot topics, but I want to switch up the flow a little bit because I got some other stuff I want to get off my chest, and then next episode we'll just talk about hot topics the whole episode. I'll get straight into it, full episode, no stops, no segments into pieces. We're just going to get into it, okay? So I just want people to realize that you are a worthy person, and if you make a mistake and you make a slip up when it comes to your life or when it comes to people you love, relationships or friendships, don't let people continue to make you feel bad and make you continue to try to kiss their ass, because you don't have to do that. Especially if you know you're a genuine person and you never want to come from a like harmful place. Don't allow others to leave you hanging on a thread and on a rope so that they can continue to treat you how they want to treat you, talk to you the way they want to talk to you, and make you feel bad about yourself because of a mistake you made that you have apologized for before, okay? So if someone doesn't want to accept your apology and they want to make all types of different rules and regulations on how they want an apology to go, then you don't need to be around that person. You don't need to continue to care, because when you're trying to show that you're a genuine and authentic person and you apologize, because we don't have to apologize as human beings. We don't have to do that. But if you want to continue to do that as a person, don't allow people to continue to throw you along the way and drag you along the way in their misery, in their pain, in their hurt, in their trauma. You don't have to allow it, and you don't have to put up with it, honestly speaking. Yes, I was into a situation where I hurt somebody, and I didn't do any like damage or like cutting them to the white meat. I didn't do nothing like that. Okay? So I hurt somebody's feelings. I apologized and apologized and apologized and apologized and apologized and apologized again. Okay? Do you know how many apologies that is? That's 6 if you're counting. If you're not, then it's 5. Okay? So, but what I'm really trying to say is, I heard somebody feeling I apologize and they want to continue to put conditions on how they want apology to go. I'm not gonna give that to nobody. I've never been that type of bitch. I never kissed nobody ass. Even people who were my friends for over 7 years, I didn't kiss their ass. I continue to live my life and move the fuck on. I ain't kissing no bitch ass. I will always drop a bitch if I feel like I have to. If I feel like you're not worthy of my love, my attention, peace the fuck out. Like, nobody's gonna continue to sit around and wipe your ass, kiss your ass, and to stroke your ego and make you feel the way that you want to be felt. I'm not doing that. You're not gonna put conditions on an apology. I understand when you're hurt, you could take all the time in the world you need to get over your hurt and your pain. But for people who actually has hurt and pain and they don't need nothing else on their plate, why would you bring yourself more misery when you have people who are trying to reach out to you and love on you, care about you, and you still giving them your ass to kiss? That's not realistic. And Darian Montavious Lynch, aka Turkey, aka Turk Bish, aka Turk, whatever the fuck you want to call me, whatever you know me as, I've never been that. I can put bitches up here on my podcast that I have not talked to in 7 years, and we could have a conversation, I'm pretty sure, and they would tell you, oh, Turkey didn't kiss my ass. He said, fuck you. He moved the fuck on. And that's exactly what I did to relationships. When you apologize, especially if you know you didn't bring no hurt or harm to them in your head, and they want to make you seem like you crazy, and you still apologize, you're a good ass person. You're a genuine person. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to kiss nobody's ass. And that's just what it's got to be. Okay? So, in all that being said, if you're listening to this, if you're reading this, like Drake said, then you know how I feel at this point. I'm not going to continue to extend an olive branch to someone who don't want to let it grow. And that's just simple. I put out the olive branch. I've even watered the olive branch even more so that it can grow, to extend, to reach as far as you. But you didn't allow it to come because there's no sunshine on your side. There's no sunshine to continue to let it grow to even reach you. You don't want to hear it. You don't care. But for someone who cares, someone who's been there for somebody, someone who's genuinely tried to help people, who has been there emotionally, physically, and mentally for them, they don't want to accept it. And I just need people to realize, my listeners, don't kiss nobody ass. Don't kiss nobody ass. Let them kiss yours. Because if you've already kissed ass and you've already apologized, there's nothing else you can do. There's nothing else to be said. If you can't be an adult, if that person can't be an adult with you and get on the same wavelength, then it's not what you need to be a part of in friendship and in any type of relationship that you may deal with. And this is not like talking about love relationship. Hey baby, I love you, babe. That's my hubby. I'm ready to marry my fiance. We're getting married, you guys, for all the people who just found out on Facebook. You know, he kind of let the cat out of the bag. But y'all know we getting married. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. You guys don't have to continue to kiss ass. And I don't want my listeners, people that listen to me and subscribe to me, I don't want y'all to follow into that. I want to be a good example of what to be, how to be it, and, you know, just be a all-around authentic and genuine person, because that's all I know how to be. So, no more extending olive branches, no more kissing asses. We don't do that in 2024. So, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
Talk with Turk Bish.